But hey, welcome to Partake. The Bible, as you may or may not know, is the story of God dealing with His creation. From the earth's very beginnings, there is a story portrayed in the Bible, the greatest book of all time, telling the story of the interaction between God and people. And the Bible is broken into two sections, the Old Testament, which contains 39 books, and the New Testament, which contains 27 books, or letters. The God of the Old Testament is the same God as that in the New Testament. It may well surprise you, as I know it surprises some people, but Jesus never actually makes an appearance in the Old Testament. However, there is the concept of some sort of savior or messianic figure throughout it. As Christians, we believe that this Messiah or Savior is Jesus Christ. In this series for April, we will glimpse at the story of God's interaction with people from its beginnings through to the end. And I think one of the best ways to summarize the Old Testament in 7 quick studies is to look at the covenants or promises that God made with certain people throughout history. Then we will go into look at the 4 Gospels or writings about Jesus Christ before doing the majority of this season in April, looking briefly at the man, Jesus Christ. How and why he is the man of all history. But firstly, what were or are covenants in a biblical sense? Covenants, they even exist today, were common in all kinds of life, and not just between God and humanity. For instance, where a powerful nation had taken over a weaker nation, a covenant was in place to give benefits from the powerful nation to the weaker nation, such as protection as well as sanctions if the weaker nation rebelled. There were covenants between equal partners in deals, similar to contracts of law today. The covenants we shall look at from the Old Testament regarding the relationship between God and humanity had several things in common about them. Firstly, God always took the initiative, sometimes by surprise, as we shall see with Abraham or in Noah. Secondly, God has promised certain commitments and has given his solemn promise to fulfill his end of the bargain. And then thirdly, God waits for a response from humanity. God does not coerce or force, but waits patiently for humanity to take the responsibility of replying and acquiescing to God's covenantal promises. And through all these covenants, we see a God who is willing to interact with his creation and bless it. When first century Christians such as Paul, Peter and John checked all the events surrounding the life of Jesus, they searched through their scriptures, or our Old Testament. It was as the Holy Spirit illuminated their minds that they wrote down and passed on the whole gamut of Old Testament promise, which was fulfilled in God's Messiah and the world's hope, as we shall see, Jesus Christ and Him alone. That is why it's important for us as 21st century Christian disciples to read our Old Testament and study it, as well as the New Testament. For by reading the Old Testament, new light may be shed on our own understanding of the New Testament. So, starting tomorrow, we look at the Edenic Covenant from Genesis chapter 2. Thank you, and see you soon.